On this Labor Day, our book critic John Leonard has a review of a new memoir by labor lawyer Thomas Gagan. It's called Which Side Are You On? Trying to Be for Labor When It's Flat on Its Back.
Thomas Gagan is an attorney in Chicago. He went to Harvard College and Harvard Law in the 1960s. He's read everything, from Dante to the Book of Kells, from the Elizabethans to Carlos Castaneda, from Nietzsche to Orwell. And he likes the good things in life. When I first saw Hyde Park, he says, I felt like a sailor seeing land, the brick townhouses, the bookstores, the BMWs. This looked like the kind of place where a Saul Bellow would find a plot. He goes to wine bars, eats carrot cake, and jogs. I could pass, he says, as a management lawyer, but I am not. I belong to another world, too. It is the black, sulfurous, White Sox anti-world, the South Side, the secret world of organized labor. Gagan went to work for organized labor just when organized labor was dying. Always he threw in his lot with the losing side, the dissidents, the Yablonsky faction of the United Mine Workers trying to get rid of the murderous Tony Boyle, the Sadlowski forces trying to reform the United Steelworkers, the carpenter locals trying to save themselves from an extortionist international, the Teamsters for a Democratic Union trying to rescue themselves from the mob. He left Chicago once for the Carter administration, just in time to see his national energy plan shot down. And he left again after spending 7 years to save the pension rights of some steelworkers everybody else disdained for Paris and some existential brooding. But even in Paris, his heart stayed home. Sitting on the Saint-Germain-des-Prés, he says, I'd sometimes think about South Chicago and how everything that changes the world or breaks our hearts must always start out from a secret city. Which side are you on? His memoir of his secret cities is at least three different books. One is the sad and funny tale of a yuppie gone wrong, conscience-afflicted, liberal-guilty, anachronistic. Another is a horror story of big labor in its dying gasp, undemocratic and indifferent to the rank and file. A third, the most important, is a furious indictment of labor laws, from Taft-Hartley to Landrum Griffin, and the courts, and the Congress, and of course the Reagan Revolution, all of which have ganged up to make it impossible for unions to organize, much less strike, and make it equally impossible for individual workers to get justice from the company, the courts, or their own union. Nor is Gagan much impressed by a post-industrial American capitalism that no longer reinvests or innovates. America, he says, sometimes seems like the third or fourth generation of the Buddenbrooks family in the Thomas Mann novel. Nobody wants to go into the old family business because it is too hard, too much trouble, and nobody really believes in it. We want to go into real estate and cappuccino. There are two other books Gagan might have written, on class in America, and on labor history before the 1930s, back when socialism was not a dirty word. But what we do have is a memoir so angry and witty and trenchant that it might actually change the way we think, not to mention saving the soul of a bankrupt Democratic Party for which the workers used to vote.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Which Side Are You On? By Thomas Gagan.